is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for June 2016. Our guest is Becky Jenkins-Arnes, our radio show's 2016 Teacher of the Year award winner. Mrs. Arnes is a master teacher, award-winning gymnast, award-winning dancer, wife, mother of five children, pianist, singer, and choral conductor. She is passionate about her family, teaching, music, and helping others. This year will be Mrs. Arnes' 12th year of teaching in the public schools of Baldwin City, Kansas, York County, Virginia, and Norfolk, Virginia. She has taught kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. She teaches reading, writing, math, science, and social studies. Mrs. Arnes, after school, teaches dance classes in Norfolk, Hampton, and in Yorktown, Virginia. Welcome to our show, Mrs. Arnes.
Thank you, Madeline. I'm glad to be here.
Can you share with us your approach for teaching and motivating your students?
Yes. As far as that goes, as part of my teaching approach, I have students fill out interest and learning surveys at the beginning of the year and throughout the year as new units are introduced. And this information helps me provide differentiated activities that offer choices by interest and learning profile while still focusing on readiness. And throughout the year, I use formative assessments such as observation, KWL, anecdotal notes, journal responses, exit tickets, etc., to help make sure that the students won't have a gap in their learning and that I'm making good use of their time to learn, focusing on areas that each student needs to work on through small group and whole group activities. And students do a lot of hands-on activities and use a lot of manipulatives to help them learn. I have found that students are more motivated to do good work and change their behavior with positive reinforcement. And I try to look for the positive and compliment students. Students who have a behavior chart, they do well, and there's numbers, not names, and the chart might change with the theme. Students that reach the top get a super student note home. They pick an item out of a prize box and put their name in a weekly drawing. As students show that they can work with others, they get extra responsibilities and take on leadership roles. And students that go to the bottom of the behavior chart have a conference with me or the teacher to set up a behavior plan, and parents get a copy and sign. They also fill out a paper that has them mention what they did wrong and how they will change the behavior, which is also signed by the parent. If students change, show progress, they get incentives listed in the behavior plan. And during our money unit, for example, students can earn fake money and use it at the class store to purchase items, and they use their math skills. Other incentives associated with units of study are also used. Students are encouraged to put forth their best effort, so their work can be posted on our excellent work bulletin board. And students also like for me to use the timer during transitioning periods, seeing how fast they can get in ready position and start working without running. And strategies like these encourage students to act appropriately, perform their work to their best ability, and, of course, to enjoy school.
That sounds excellent. Becky, what is your teaching philosophy?
I want to pass on to my students that no matter their location and circumstances in life, they can succeed and become all they want with determination, hard work, advice from those that already have traveled the path, internships, extracurricular activities, volunteering, scholarships, and grants. I remind my students frequently that how they act and work now will help them decide their study and work ethic later. And they need to set goals at an early age and start making a plan for the future now.
Do you play classical music in your classes?
Yes, I do. As soon as the classical music is turned on, my students have a noticeable change of behavior. They calm down and talk less. And not only do I play classical music in my regular classroom, but also during my summer school classes to first through sixth grade students as they come into my classroom. And some of these students with behavior and attention problems calm down quickly, then listen to the music and get started on their morning work. The students even ask me for to turn on the music on when I don't have it on. A few summers back, I had an administrator walk in and comment on how they couldn't believe how quiet and focused the students were and said that they should try playing music at their home school. And every summer that I've played the music, these students have improved their scores from pre-test to post-test by 30 to 50%, which is an amazing amount for a five-week program covering an entire year of curriculum. The students in my regular classroom have also met their end-of-year goals every year, and I have also seen great improvement.
Thank you. Becky Arns for being our radio show's 2016 Teacher of the Year, and for inspiring, motivating, and encouraging over a generation of students to have successful futures.
Thank you, Madeline. I've enjoyed talking with you.